to route?
No, I'm back in set.
Oh, by land second.
But I'm waiting for a room at the hospital. And I'm going to go in there. I hope they clear the thing up once and all.
Yeah, well, we wanted to, we had a chance to put a call through, and we wanted to...
Hello, get off the goddamn line.
Huh?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't know who it was.
I don't either. Yeah.
Well, it's,
Hello! Hello.
You
Hello.
You go ahead and finish your conversation. The lines evidently crossed to Walter and Jim. Y'all go on and finish.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
Walt.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah.
And I hope everything's all right.
Well, thanks. I'm sure it will be, Walt. And it certainly was nice seeing you. As I told Cecil, everyone
Hello.
Was anxious to find out about you.
Yeah. Well, Cecil wants to talk to Lillian for a
well,
minute.
Well, I don't think she's here.
Oh, I see. But anyway, thanks, Jim, and want you to know that we look forward to you coming out someday.
Well, fine, and
give my regards to the fellas down the office. So
yes.
Take care of yourself, and we'll drop your card from Mexico.
Okay, you do that.
Will do.
All right, have a good time.
Righto.
All right.
Goodbye.
Hello.
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 Yes, operator, can we finish? You put another call right in here.
Are you here in Dan Bruce?
Hello.
Hello.
Operator, who are you?
Well, this is Denver.
Denver?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
This is Washington.
Oh, well, then we must have gotten our lines crossed because I was talking long distance to Washington.
All right, get the hell off the line.
Please let us finish, operator.
Can't let you finish. This is an urgent conversation. Please get off the line. Please.
Operator? Hey.
Wait a minute. Jim? Hello?
Operator?
Yeah. Are you in Washington?
Yes.
Well, I wonder where the other party is.
I don't know, but would you just hang up and let us talk? He can hear me and I can hear him if you'll just get out of our way, honey.
Well.
Huh? Is that all right?
Yes, it is. All right. I'll put my call in again.
Oh, I thought you were an operator.
Oh, no. I was calling from Denver.
Who are you?
Long distance call.
Who are you calling?
Well, what number are you on?
I'm on 408. Who is it that you want and see if I can help you?
Well, I'll have to call back. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes? Do you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
You were telling me about Cy.
Yeah. So what we thought we would do would be to send him down there and then maybe put with him Vaughn or Mann or somebody just to sit in the plane. And then bring him on by your place tomorrow if you felt like if that was desirable.
Let me see. Let me ask you this question, which just occurred to me. Do you think we could pick off three of those fellas in the Embert Junta? Now, we got one we think we can pick off. Are there two others?
Pick off. I don't follow that.
Get them to go along with this.
I don't know.
Because I think we could get one, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if we could, it just occurred to me that if we could get two more to go along and have a majority of that, that'd make our life simpler in great many respects.
Yeah.
Well, I have not discussed that with J.B., obviously.
Yeah. Now, that would not include Embert.
Now, he won't go along, we're pretty sure.
Yeah.
And the question is whether, another question, this is probably pretty theoretical, but if there's more trouble with that group, the question is to whether something could be done to lay a foundation for just getting them the hell out of there, something of that sort.
So yeah, we're working on that. Do you think that we got quite a problem here if we don't have Mann or Vaughn talk to either Bennett or the man that you're bringing over? Vaughn would be the one that would normally do it.
Well, I think I don't know him, but there is a problem about Tom, you know.
Well, now, why is that so? He's going to be running it. He's the boss. He's the head of it.
Hell, in the long-distance past, about 1945, he was, so far as I can make out, J.B. thinks he was remotely involved in some action directed against J.B. And J.B. thinks he's been talking against him, and I looked him in the eyeball and told him that it wasn't so. But you know how those things are. Probably a lot of nonsense, but it exists. And I wonder if this could be done, and maybe the sooner the better, of course. I wonder if, is there one man down there other than Mora from the OAS?
Yes, I think a couple more.
Tonight or tomorrow morning, if Cy, Bo, and if I could arrange for them to meet the colonel tonight, you see, or tomorrow morning, and then have the whole damn thing worked out right then. That's another possibility in this situation.
You mean just have Cy meet number one, and he's going into that air base, you see.
Well, Cy could go. What I'm suggesting is, if Cy is fully briefed.
Yes, he is.
Is that he might be able to go into the air base, pick up Columbo, let's say, and then go over and talk with the colonel. Now, that would mean that some arrangements would have been made with about Imbert and the Imbert group, and do whatever is necessary about the about Bennett.
All right.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, do you mean Colonel C?
That he and Columbo would go over and get together with Colonel C.
Yeah.
Now, in that operation, I would think that if it can be worked out, particularly in terms of the stateside situation, taking at least one member, if it can be arranged, of the junta, the Imbert group.
Yeah.
You know, this guy Postiga.
Yeah.
And that might be the way to do it very quickly.
Yeah.
It looks as if the military situation is deteriorating, and therefore speed may be of the essence, and that might be a way to put the thing together pretty quickly. Now, anything that's done ought to be cleared first here with J.B.
Yeah. Who do you think our best people, from your standpoint, are here? We could send McNamara. He's very likely to get surfaced in that big an operation, and they got 150 reporters down there. Cy is not too well known, and he might be able to get in and out. Our thought was that Cy could just sit in his plane and have Bennett and have the general and the admiral come out and see him. And he could just tell them that we just had to take every precaution because we had some stuff functioning, and they just couldn't go and do some of these things. Then we thought that he might have with him Vaughn, who is the normal man, or man. We'd rather have man, but if man is persona non grata, we'd have Vaughn. We'd prefer McNamara first, I would, if. But the question is whether they would regard him as a military man and as somebody that had landed the Marines and instead of a former Harvard professor and a former University of California professor. We don't know what image he has. We could send George Ball, but he's the acting secretary and he's pretty clumsy. We could send Averill Harriman. He's got a good liberal reputation. He's a tough negotiator.
He's out too, because he made a statement down in Brazil or some damn place that disqualifies him.
Well, he's pretty close to Bobby, too. Now, Vaughn is very liberal and very, very peaceful type and kind of a poet himself. And he was ambassador to Panama. He was in charge of the Peace Corps for Latin America Peace Corps. And he's now the Assistant Secretary of State in charge of Latin America. And he has very good ideas, and he's very reticent, very quiet. He's not going to be the belly-to-belly man. I don't think he's as tough as Tom Mann. I don't think he's got the judgment. But he's a good man, and he's knowledgeable, and he is well-liked. Now, the question is, who do we send? McNamara? Or Vance? Or Vaughn? Or which two?
Well, I hate to come back to this, but I think myself I would just tell say to these professors so sorry and send Bundy. Is Bundy unwilling to go?
Oh no, he's just anxious. But I rather feel that that's the last thing I'd want to happen. CBS has got him broadcasting and it's on nationwide, and it's been turned up, and you couldn't explain it. And then I don't know. I'd have quite a problem with the state going out of here, and I don't want to really be personally that close connected with it, because if something went wrong or even went right, it would reflect here.
I really think that you haven't got any choice then.
Oh yes, I've got lots of choices. I can, you say Harriman without, I could send Ball. I could send Mann. You say he's out though. I could send Vaughn. I could send Vance. He's the best. He's more like you than any of them, Cy Vance. Do you know him?
Yes, I know him.
But the only handicap he would have, either military or political or diplomatic, the only handicap would be is Undersecretary of Defense. But I've got to have him there talking tough to, I've got to have some stature there. I can't send a lieutenant colonel to talk to general and admiral and Bennett. And state is willing, Rusk and Ball and that group always, for Vance to speak for them.
No.
And I am. And I'm not, I wouldn't be as strong for other people speaking for me as you are. I mean, I don't think they're that quite that cautious and careful.